As U.S. Special Envoy Jason Greenblatt announced today the agreement of the long-discussed Red Sea-Dead Sea Canal, the deal also includes the sale of 33 million cubic meters of water to the Palestinian Authority. With us online is Gideon Bromberg, the Israeli director of Ecopeace, a trilateral organization that brings together Jordanian, Palestinian, and Israeli environmentalists to deal with their shared ecological problems. Hi, Gideon, and thank you for joining us.
A pleasure.
Gideon, can you explain to us what is the significance of this deal?
So the deal signed today is absolutely critical, and it couldn't have come at a more important moment. There is real water scarcity. We're in the middle of summer. Communities are suffering, both in the West Bank and in Gaza. And what this deal is about is supplying more water, selling water from Israel to the PA. 23 million cubic meters annually, additional water will be sold to the West Bank, an additional 10 million to Gaza. The situation in Gaza is so dire that where 97% of the groundwater is no longer potable, is no longer drinkable, and given with the cuts in energy and electricity, potable water there is not getting to the right places. So particularly the 10 million cubic meters for Gaza is absolutely essential, and it's essential for Israel's interest as much as it is for the interest of Palestinians in Gaza themselves, because with the sanitation situation being so dire there, the possible outbreak of pandemic disease, cholera, typhoid, it could happen tomorrow. So improving the water quality there is critical for humanitarian reasons in Gaza, and for water and health security reasons for both Palestinians and Israelis together. The project is given the title of the Red Dead, but it really has nothing, or it has little to do with what the public sees as the Red Dead Canal. That was a much larger project that was proposed back in 2001. The project that today is being discussed is a much smaller, really water swap. Of course, the water that's going to be sold by Israel to the PA, both to the West Bank and to Gaza, is most likely going to be desalinated water from the Mediterranean. And what really is happening here, and this is really an example of how cooperation on water is so critical and can be of such benefit to all three peoples. What's really happening here is a water swap. Jordan will build a small desalination plant in Aqaba that will produce desalinated water. Some of it will stay in Jordan, in the Aqaba area, and some of it, about 50 million cubic meters, will be sold to Israel and will be used in the Eilat and the Arava area for agriculture. In exchange, Israel will sell an additional 50 million cubic meters of water from the Sea of Galilee and supply it to northern Jordan and Amman. And now this 33 million cubic meter water deal puts the Palestinians fully in the picture, where their benefit on cooperation over water resources becomes clear, and there's an opportunity to deal with very serious water insecurity that Palestinian communities face both in the West Bank and Gaza.
And how long has this plan been in play?
Well, as I said, the big plan of the Red Dead Canal, which is really off the picture, the idea of moving 2 billion cubic meters of water from the Red Sea to the Dead Sea and desalinating down near the Dead Sea and producing 1 billion cubic meters of drinking water and having another 1 billion cubic meters of brine flow into the Dead Sea, that's off the table. No one is talking about that. Really, the water swap, which is 33 million cubic meter deal is about. That was signed in 2013. There's been good progress on the Israeli and Jordanian front since then. In fact, the pipeline that will carry 50 million cubic meters of water, additional water, from the Sea of Galilee to Jordan is already being built. What was announced today, dealing with the 33 million to the PA, has been under negotiation for way too long. And the final issues that clearly were worked out today were the issues of cost. There'd been a dispute as you know, between the two parties or difficulty to coming to an agreement as to what will be the cost of that water. From our understanding, it came down to 60 agorot, and thank goodness the sides under Jason Greenblatt's direction here came to the realization that it's much more important to come to an agreement and get the water flowing as quickly as possible, particularly to Gaza, so that the water security, national security interests of both peoples are here better protected, and perhaps we can avoid the potential outbreak of pandemic disease from Gaza.
Gideon Bromberg, the Israeli Director of Ecopeace, thank you very much for taking the time to talk with us.
My pleasure. Have a good day.